Parsha Mishpatim, we have one of the first instances in the Torah. It appears a few different places. We get the laws a few different times of what we refer to as Ari Miklat. That's where a person who kills accidentally goes. According to Pshat of many sugyas or understanding of certain Rishonim, that's where actually all killers go until the trial, and then we decide what their verdict is. If they have to be killed, then we take them out of there to be killed, and if they go free, they go free, and if they have to stay there, they stay there. But so the first time we have it here is in Mishpatim, and the pasuk says, "Va'keish v'mein mod yumat." If a man kills somebody, kill him. V'asher lo tzidah v'lochim inal yado v'santi lechama kom asher yinoshama. But if there's somebody who didn't kill on purpose, he killed accidentally, so then there's a place for you to run to flee to. Now, I explained that pasuk in very simple outside terms. That was not the literal definition of the pasuk. And that is the interesting idea that the Sforno points out. Because we're used to explaining the Er Miklat as being what? The place the person who kills accidentally can run to in order to save his life. The Goel Adam is chasing him, and therefore he runs there, and while he's there, it's like having your hand on the base, and the it has to wait until you come out, and you're in the safety zone. So, 1, 2, 3, get off my father's apple tree, but what are you going to do? He's staying there, he's safe. That's how most of us understand it. There's a chinuch that talks about it, the mitzvah being there in order to get him to trial, but it's to get him there and stay safe until he can stand trial. That's how many understand it. But the Sforno tells us the pshat of this pasuk is not that way. So let's look at this pasuk again. The pasuk says, if you kill, be killed. If you kill on purpose. But if not, v'asher lo tzida v'ha'elokim inal yado v'samti lecha makom asher yinoshama. So who's going to go to this place? The person who Hashem caused him to be the one to do this. In other words, who are we placing the burden of this death? This, I think we call it negligent homicide, or are we manslaughter? Something like that, right? That might be the appropriate English term. Who are we placing the burden of this death on? On HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, Hashem caused him to do this. He didn't do this on purpose. Hashem caused him to do this. Why would Hashem cause a person to do this? So that's the part of the pasuk the Sforno focuses on, and with that, we get a different explanation as to the purpose of an Er Miklat. Sforno says, "Shelo pasha lasot davar gorim zeh." It's not your fault that this death happened. Ela shemegalgalin choval yidei chayav. Hashem says you did something else wrong. And this person who died had his reasons for dying. But Hashem caused his death by you. Meaning he made you the vehicle for this person to die. But not your fault that he died. Shelo pashala, you weren't negligent in this. Elish megalgalin chova yidei chayav. That person got his due, and you're getting your due. Now you're going to have to run to the Er Miklat and deal with all the ramifications of having killed somebody, all because you were chayav in something else. You previously did a different sin. You're guilty of having done some other sin. And because of that, Hashem said, let this person end up be the one to accidentally kill that person. Kamro v'gam rasha liyom ra'ay. Put the fuller pasuk here is, what is this? Kol pa'al Hashem l'ma'anehu. For him. Gam rasha liyom ra'ay. What a rasha happens to him on the bad day. It's all because of him. In other words, Hashem's arranging everything. You did something wrong. You need to be punished. That person did something wrong. He needs to be punished. That person needed to be killed. How did he get killed? Hashem made it that you killed him accidentally. So, what's your punishment going to be? Your punishment's going to be to go to the Er Miklat. But why are you going to the Er Miklat? And that's what Sforno throws in here. Samti lecham makom asher yanus. There's somewhere for you to run. It doesn't say you're running because of you accidentally killing him. Lechaper avono begaluto. You're going into galus. You're going into the Eir Miklat in order to do tshuva for your sin. Whatever you had done wrong that caused Hashem to want you to be the one to accidentally kill this person and need galus. In other words, the tshuva you're doing by going to the Eir Miklat is not tshuva for accidentally killing this person. Normally we think, why is he going into the Eir Miklat? Well, we have murder, so you kill him. We have accident or something else completely off the hook. And there's a middle stance. Okay, we'll give him galus. Maybe there's Malkus somewhere in there. But in other words, we have a range of what we're going to do to this person. Says the Sforno, no. The reason he's going to the Eir Miklat has nothing to do, meaning that's how we get him to the Eir Miklat because of that. But the kapara he's going to achieve, the chaper avono, the galuto, in the Eir Miklat is not because of the accidental murder. It's because of the previous chait he did that caused Hashem to want to make him an accidental murderer. So he should do, introspection. He should look through his chatayim, figure out what he did, and needs to do tshuva to accept upon himself this galus as a form of kapara for it, and thereby rectify his sin. But that sin is not what's being fixed. That sin is what's being fixed by the Eir Miklat, not the accidental murderer. How is the accidental, where's the kapara for the accidental murder? Well, how does he leave the Eir Miklat? We know the rule is, when the Kohen Gadol dies, he's allowed out of the Eir Miklat. In other words, it's the mita of the Kohen Gadol that's mechaper for the accidental mita of this person who was killed. But you going into the Eir Miklat for accidentally killing, the reason you're going is not for the accidental killing, it's for the sin whose eventual punishment was that you ended up being an accidental murderer. As a proof for this, we can look at an interesting set of dinim in Masechet Makot. Masechet Makot goes through all the cases in the Eir Miklat and says, what happens if the Kohen Gadol dies on the first day, you know, right before it, as he's on trial, right before trial, what's the din? So the Mishnah says, Mishen Nigmar Dino, verdict, you are Chayev, you go to an Eir Miklat until the Kohen Gadol dies. And before he even gets to the Eir Miklat from his trial, meet Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol dies. What's the din? Harizeh eino gola. He doesn't need galus. That fixed it already. How is it possible that fixed it already? He didn't even spend one day, 1 minute in the Eir Miklat after his trial. He was sentenced. It's as though you were sentenced to, you know, life in prison, and then on the way to prison, something happens, and you're like, okay, you're free. How did that happen? Only with this Sforno can we understand. This Sforno says his reason for going into Galus wasn't to make up for the death of that man. The death of that man was made up. The Kohen Gadol died. Kohen Gadol died. He doesn't have to go into Galus. Why doesn't he have to go into Galus? The whole reason he's going into Galus is to fix the chait that caused him to be going into Galus. And apparently he did it. How do we know? Because Hashem already had the Kohen Gadol die. This is also pairs from the parish of the Meiri on that spot. I put it on the sheet as well. Nigmar dinova made Kohen Gadol. Achar gmar din harizeh eino gola. Sheachar v'shen nigmar dino areheo kmo shegila. It's as though he already had galus. Avopi shelo higiano onesh hagalut. Even though he didn't actually get galus yet. Shema shen nichkak bedimyono. The thought has already crossed his mind. He's thought about it. Galuto, I'm going to have to go into Galus. Garam lo lichana has caused him to surrender and repent. Achibe kniato nidkaper lo. Already, as soon as he did that, that was enough kapara for him. Bemita Kohen Gadol, now the Kohen Gadol has died, and he doesn't have to go into Galus. That, says the Sforno, this halacha, pshat in the pasuk. Pasuk says, Hashem caused him to be the one to do this. Why? Because he needed to go into Galus for some other sin. But his Galus isn't because of the death now. His Galus is because of that prior sin he did. And the introspection he does when he needs to go into Galus the remorse he feels, the desire to change his ways, the conviction to change his ways, sometimes even that is enough in order to get him out of Gullus, since the Gullus has nothing to do, has little to do with the death that was caused, has more to do with his prior sin. So here we see, number one, a chiddush that I didn't know certainly before about Ir Miklat before seeing this Sforno, but second, the importance of tshuva and the introspection and the conviction, you know, Kabbalah atid lavo, and you accept the Gzar Din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gzar Din, you're right, Hashem, I was wrong, I'm going to go into Gullus, let it be Kapara for my sins, I'm really sorry, I'm desiring to change my ways, and sometimes, even that is enough, because if Misha Nigmar Dino made Kohen Gadol, he doesn't even need to go in Gullus. Why? Because apparently what he did, even that, accepting the Gullus upon himself, was enough in order to have Kapara. So we should all be zocha that if we ever have something bad happening to us, we should be able to do the appropriate introspection, the appropriate Kabbalah of Hashem's Gzar Din, the appropriate conviction and desire and change of heart in order to do better in the future, that it should immediately turn whatever Gzar Din we had from Ra to immediately be over. And that we get from the Sforno Pshat on this Pasuk, Asher lo tzedak, ve'elokim, hinal yado. Shkach.